Again, this morning, I'd like to thank you for being here in the house of God, as always. It's always good to be able to come to the house of the Lord and to be able to share with you things that I feel that God wants us to hear. But first, what I'd like to say to begin with, I know that we have, Dennis, you were in the military, right? Anyone else here in the house of God that was in the military or have served in the military? Just Dennis, you're the only one, Dennis. But truly, Dennis, we want to thank you and those that are watching on social media today. We want to thank you as well for serving in the military, whatever branch, for protecting our country, for serving our country, for committing your life and serving for and doing for unto others. So we thank you in a special way today, and we are very grateful for the blessings that we are able to come into a house of such as this in freedom, in security, in comfort, and worship and praise God today. So I say thank you, Dennis, for serving your country. And I say to you that are watching on social media today, thank you for serving your country. But let's give God a hand today, if you don't mind. Let's give God a hand today for these men and women that have been selected by God to serve and to protect our country. Amen? Let's give God the glory today, all right? Thank you. Thank you so much. And that is a big blessing to me today to be able to stand here and say those words to you. So today, I would like to share with you out of the book of 1 Samuel. If you have your Bibles with you today, and I would like to go and continue to honor and praise God today. And that's exactly what we're going to do this morning. We're going to honor and praise God by talking about God, by talking and telling you that God is an awesome God. Amen. Can you say amen to that this morning, church family? That God is an awesome God. You know, last Sunday, I have to be honest. I didn't expect. I don't know about you, but I didn't expect that many people being here. The old devil, he crept up in my mind and he said, there ain't gonna be that many people here today. Brother Hewlin, that's what the devil kind of crawled up inside of my mind. He said, ain't going to be that many people here today. It's going to be a disappointment. But was anybody disappointed last Sunday? With the people, I didn't really have to say a word. I didn't have to even speak last Sunday. Because what I saw, the whole congregation here, every church pew that was full, that was a message to me. That told me how great God is. Amen? That's what it said to me. I didn't have to say anything because I saw it right here in this church. And it was an awesome thing. So sometimes when you think the devil's telling you in your own personal life that God ain't going to show up today, sometimes, you know, most of the time, all the time, every time, God shows up, and He don't just show up, He shows out. Amen? And that's exactly what happens. And the devil gets kicked in the head where he belongs, and he gets sent back with his tail between his legs. So today, know that God loves you today. If you don't hear anything else today, God loves you. God loves you more than you could possibly know. So now let me read some scripture to you out of 1 Samuel chapter 2 this morning, starting in verse 1. I want to read this out of the New King James Version. And the Word of God says, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies. Anybody smile at their enemies? We want to curse our enemies, but we don't smile at them. And Hannah said, I smile at my enemies. And I got to be honest with you. Let me testify and tell you this morning, I have a problem. And I got some head shaking in here this morning. They know what I'm talking about. I have problems sometimes smiling at my enemies. But the word of the Lord says, smile at your enemies. And why should we smile at them? Well, you know the old saying, kill them with kindness? Now, I'm not out to kill nobody, but I am out to show kindness. So when you smile at your enemies and they think, what's wrong with that person? They should hate me because we are enemies. I am that person's enemy. But when you look at that person and you just smile at them and you show them the love of God, just maybe, they'll see something in you that's completely different than what they thought. Amen? That's what the key is. And it goes on to say, because I smile at my enemies, because I rejoice in your salvation. Amen? I rejoice in the Lord's salvation. How many rejoices in the Lord's salvation this morning? That's why you smile at your enemies today. Those that make you mad, those that make you want to curse them, those that make you want to strangle them, you just smile at them and rejoice because you know you can do that because you're rejoicing in the Lord's salvation. And it goes on to say, no one is holy like the Lord. Do you know anybody or anything that is as holy as the Lord today? I don't. The only thing that I know is the only one that I know today that is truly holy, that's the Lord. Amen? That's the Lord. And it goes on to say, for there is none besides you, nor there is there any rock like our God. There is no rock today that you can find out in the world in anything or anybody that is like the Lord. Amen? There's nothing. The rock, God is the rock. God is your rock today. God is your strength today. God is your power today. God is your salvation today. So that's why you can smile in the worst of times. That's why you can rejoice in the worst of times, in the worst of days, because the Lord is your rock of salvation. And that's what your salvation should be and is built upon, the rock of God. Amen? How many know that this morning? The rock of God is what your salvation is based on and is built on today. Man, that's a good word. That's a great word this morning. All right, it goes on to say, it says, talk no more so very proudly. Let no arrogance come from your mouth. For the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by Him actions are weighed. So we got to be careful, right? Your pastor got to be careful. Let me just use me as an illustration today. Your pastor has to be careful. By my actions, I have to be very careful. Because the Lord is the God of all knowledge. And He is the one that weighs my actions. Whatever I do, the Lord weighs them. Because that's where knowledge comes from. Amen? That's where all the knowledge comes from, is your Father God, my Father God. And He passes that wisdom and knowledge unto you and me so that we can have it, so that we can use it, so that we can live by it, so that we can stand by it and walk by it and be examples out in a world of darkness. Amen? And that's the truth today. Goes on to say, the bows of the mighty men are broken, and those who stumbled are girded with strength. Even when you stumble. Listen, I want to touch on that right there. That speaks volume to me this morning. There's a lot of people out in the world that think they're mighty. Amen. There's a lot of people out in the world that think they know something. Let me tell you something. The only reason where I am today is not by my own might. It's not by my own power. It's not by my own strength. The only reason I am where I am today in the Lord is because I am in the Lord. And I'm letting the Lord build me up. I'm letting the Lord strengthen me. Even when I stumble, the Lord helps me to stand. And He helps me to walk. He guides me. He shows me the directions that I need to take each and every day of my life for my life so that I can honor and glorify God. You know why God does all these great things unto you and me? Do you have a clue today as to why God blesses us with all His greatness, all His mercy, all His glory? You know, God does these things because He wants us to glorify Him. He wants us to honor Him. He wants us to lift Him up. The Word of God that I read every day says, if God be lifted up, He draws all men unto Him, unto Himself. If we lift God up, if we honor God. But you know the greatest thing about God today that I want to share with you. The greatest thing about God is today, even if you don't love God, He still loves you. Is that not crazy? Is that not real? Is that not a truth? Is that not a truth of the Word I'm telling you today? Even though you don't love God, God still wants to love you. And He still loves you. Even though you were dead in your transgressions and sins against God, He still loved you. And that in itself is a blessing to me. And it should be a blessing to you today to know that very thing. While I was out running around and doing my sins and transgressing against God, trespassing against God, He still loved me. Even when I hated God, even when I didn't understand God, even when I didn't want to have nothing to do with no church, no preacher, no a deacon, no elders, whatever you want to call them, God said, I still love you. And by His grace and by His mercy, He says, I forgive you. And then, you know what? I used to be God's number one enemy. But God smiled at me. Amen? God smiled at me. He looked upon me and He smiled at me and He rejoiced in me. Why does God rejoice in me? Why did He rejoice in me? Because He created me for His purposes, not for my own. He created me for His purposes, for His will, that I could do the will of God. Is that not an awesome word this morning, church family? Is that good to you this morning? Does that maybe help you in some type of way today? Maybe you're struggling today. Maybe you don't know what to do. But it goes on to say, I want to continue on here. So it goes on to say, and those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, and the hungry have ceased to hunger. Even the barren has borne 7, and she who has many children has become feeble. Now go on to say, the Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and He brings up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings the low, He brings low and lifts up. He lifts up. He raises the poor from the dust. Listen, I want to stop right there just for a second. It's going to get better here in just a minute. The Lord has raised you and me up from the dust, the very dust, the very muck and the mire where I once was. The Lord reached down from heaven by His own hand, by His own might, by His own strength, by His own grace, by His own mercy, and He lifted me up from the very ground, from the very dust. The dust that's on the ground is less than the ground. The dust that you see that flies around in the air, it's less than dirt. Did you know that this morning? That's how God looks at you and me. He looks at us that we're more valuable, more important than the very dust that lays upon the ground and flies through the air. But He lifted me up out from amongst the dust and breathed life into me. And now I'm alive. And now I'm breathing by the Spirit of God. And now I'm living and walking by the Spirit of God. And now I'm promoting the very Word of God by the breath of God that He says in the Word of God. He said, don't live on every word. Don't live on bread alone, but live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And so now, that's the key if you want to know what the secret to life is. That's the key if you want to know what's the secret to the Christian life that we're to live. We're not to live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Whatever God tells you to do, whatever God tells you to go, whatever He tells you to say, that's what you're supposed to do and go. And let God be the control. Let God be the captain of your ship, of your vessel, and see what He will do and see what He can do through you. And you'll be amazed at what God can do. And it goes on to say, it goes on to say this, and lifts the beggar from the ash heap. Man, I've been a beggar. Anybody else in here in the house of God been a beggar? I have been a beggar. I have begged for many different things in my walk of life. But it says here, He lifts the beggar from the ash heap. And to set, listen, this is what excites me about the Lord. I got to get my Bible now. This is what excites me about the Lord. The next very words I'm going to tell you, that it says that He sits them amongst princes. Amen. He gives us a seat of honor. God Almighty, how great is that to you this morning? Listen, you think about the most expensive place that you could possibly go. And I know there's places out in the world that only the rich can afford to go. And if I were to walk in, they would probably just look at me and say, I know that guy right there. He ain't rich. He ain't one of us. Amen. But you know what? The Lord, when He looks at you, and me, He gives us a seat of honor right next to the princes, right next to those that are right up there with the elite, with those that have all the money, that have everything at their fingertips. And God has given us a seat of honor. How wonderful, how great is that to you today, that God looks at you and says, I'm going to raise you up from the dust. I'm going to raise you up from the ash heap. I'm going to make you to sit right beside princes. I'm going to give you the seat of honor. Wow. Did you know today, church family, that God's already got your seat in the kingdom of heaven? Amen. Now listen, your seat in the kingdom of heaven is already reserved for you and for me. It's your seat. God's going to honor you someday when you walk through the gates of heaven. When He says, when you are met at the pearly gates, when you are met at the gates of heaven someday, and God's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into thou rest. God's got a seat for you. It's already reserved at God's table. It's waiting on you right now as we speak. You're going to be the guest of honor. You're like, oh, I don't want to be the guest of honor. Yeah, I want to be the guest of honor because God says you deserve it. God said you have deserved to be the guest of honor. I want to honor you. Instead of you honoring me, God wants to honor you. He wants to honor you today because He loves you that much. Amen. He says, I give the woman, the barren woman, He said, I give the barren woman a home. And make her a mother of children. Not only a mother of children, He said, I make her a joyous mother of children. A barren woman, I'll give you a home. I'll give you a place. I'll raise you up from the dust. I'll raise you up from the ash heap. And I'll make you richer than you ever thought. Amen. How many feel that way today about the Lord? I feel like I'm as rich as I can be today. Not money-wise, not material-wise, because those things don't mean nothing to me. But when you're rich in the Lord, that's something. Amen? That's something great. That you know the Lord loves you that much, and He wants to pour out all that lavish love. You know what the Lord shows us every day? He reminds me of what the world don't know nothing about. A lot of people out in the world, they don't know nothing about genuine love. They don't know nothing about true love. But God knows everything about true love because God is the author of genuine love. That's where love begins. You want to find real love? You start with God. You want to know how it feels to be genuinely loved by somebody? Then you start with God. When you start with God, then God will love you genuinely. He don't want nothing in return. God don't expect anything in return. But He would like for you to honor Him. He would like for you to serve Him. He would like for you to be committed unto Him. But God said, I'm going to truly love you, even though you don't love me. Even if you're loving me with motives other than what you should be loving with, God said, I'm still going to love you. I'm still going to pour out genuine love on you. And that's hard to find in the world today. But you can always find it in God. Amen. You can always find genuine love in the Lord. All right. So I want to share this with you real quick. Over in Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 24. I want to read this to you this morning. Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 24. It says, don't let the wise boast in their wisdom, or the powerful boast in their power, or the rich boast in their riches. But let the one who boasts about this, that they have the understanding to know me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For these I delight, declares the Lord. Listen. The Lord desires for us to know Him. Amen. He wants us to have a knowledge of who He is, what He is, what He's about. And I just read to you who He is and what He is and what He's about. He's about kindness. He's about justice. He's about righteousness. Those three things right there by themselves are what the Lord is all about. And He desires those who want to know that very thing, those very things. He desires those who want to learn about those very things. Couldn't you learn today to be a little more kind? Anybody in the house of God, couldn't you learn to be a little more kind? Couldn't you learn to be a little more righteous? Couldn't you learn to use a little more justice? Before we start, you know, because a lot of times we judge before. I don't know about you, but maybe you pastor, I judge somebody before I really know what's beyond the cover. Amen. You can judge this Bible right here without reading the whole thing. Amen. You can open up the book of Genesis and say, well, this ain't for me. Because I only read the first book of Genesis. I'm not going to read all the way back here to the book of Revelations. So I'm going to take this and I'm going to judge it. This ain't for me. This ain't got nothing in here for me. But if you read it from cover to cover, then you'll find out, oh, this is exactly for me. All of this is for me. Every word of it. It pertains to my life. It pertains to blessings. It pertains to curses. It pertains to life. It pertains to death. It pertains to everything that you want to know about. And that's what God desires today. He desires those that want to know about Him and gain a knowledge of who He is and what He's all about. All right. Almost done here. Almost finished. Oh, I got to share this with you. Got to share this with you right here. Can't leave until you hear this. Two things I want to share with you. Final two things I'm going to tell you. How many in here in the house of God think you can outdo God? Can you outdo God today? Anybody? If you can, I want to know how. Can you outgive God today? Can you outlove God today? Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great if you could? Wouldn't it be great if you could outlove God in the world? You can't do it. You can't outlove God. You can't outgive God. No matter how hard you try, no matter what you do, if you live to be 110, you are not going to outlove or outlive or outserve God. Because God, and there's people out there that's running from God. You can't outrun God. You can't get away from God no matter where you go. God is there. He's going to be there. And He's going to be after you. If you're watching on social media today, God's going to be after you. There's a lot of people out in the world today that God is after. He's calling them into the ministry, but they won't listen. They think they can outrun God. And you can run all you want, but sooner or later, you're going to run out of places to run. You can't outdo God. You can't outrun God. And listen, the Bible says, now listen, this is, I ain't making this up. The Bible says right here that I'm holding in my hand that we should outdo, Paul says in the book of Romans, that we should try to outdo one another as Christians. How many try to do that? Anybody here in the house of God try to outdo your pastor? Or maybe I try to outdo you. Now what does that mean? When it says we are to, as Christians, as children of God, outdo one another. Does that mean I need to outpray Kathy? Or outsing her? No. It means that we should serve God with a grateful heart and try our best to outdo one another in love. You know, I've been in many places. Somebody walked by and we'd be sitting, not lately, but when we were going out to eat. Have you ever been out to eat somewhere and this stranger just walked by your table and you go up to pay for your meal and it'd already be paid for? Has that ever happened to you? Are you sitting at Jack's and the guy in front of you, you didn't know. I got cut off one morning at Jack's. Let's testify to you for a minute. I got cut off at Jack's one morning. I was coming in Jack's, going to work, and this guy come in. Hey, this is true. And man, I'm sitting back here. It's on a Monday. Oh, I don't never have no good Monday. But this guy, he come through the drive-thru, cut in front of me. He saw me coming, but he just cut right in front of me. And man, I'm sitting back here just steaming. If I was a crab, I'd have went up there and pinched him. But I thought, man, I said, he saw me coming. He knows I was fixing to pull up there, and he got in front of me. Well, guess what? When I get up the window, he outdid me because he already paid for my food. It was just a little gravy biscuit, but he'd already paid for it. And I felt so small because I wasn't walking in love that morning at 5:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I wasn't walking in love that morning. He'd already paid for my food and drove on. And the lady said, I was going to hand her my money. He said, don't worry, it's already been. The guy ahead of you just paid for it. Has that ever happened to you? That's how you outdo somebody. That's how you outdo someone in love. And that was a big eye-opener for me that I had to learn the hard way. All right, final thing. So that's in Romans 12:12. If you want to know what that scripture was, it's 12:12. Romans 12:12. That's what it says. We are to outdo one another in showing honor to one another, like we do God, like God does to us. And finally, in Romans 12, chapter 11 through 16, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm just going to touch on it real quick. And this is what it says. Paul writes, don't be lazy in your spirit. Whatever you do in word or deed, be enthusiastic. Be passionate about it. You know, serving God is a great thing. Amen? Serving God is an awesome thing. I've been in many different places. I've been in many different situations and been able to speak to people like you wouldn't believe just anywhere I go. I have a zeal for God. I have a desire for God. I'm an enthusiastic person. I'm very passionate about God. You know, the guys at work, they say, I'm going to come over to your church and tell them how you really are. I've been hearing that for 20 years. You look around this morning, you don't see none of them. I'm going to go over there preaching, and I'm going to tell them how you really are. I said, well, come on over. I'll be happy. I'll let you have the floor for a few minutes. Come on over. I tell them, I say, yeah, I cut up and carry on, and I act stupid sometimes. I said, that's the human side of me. That's the physical side of me. But the spiritual side of me, when it comes to God, I'm serious about God. When it comes to the Bible, when it comes to preaching, when it comes to ministry, I'm very serious about it. I'm very enthusiastic about it. I'm very passionate about the Lord that I serve. And that's the way it should be. If you're in God and He's in you, you should be enthusiastic. You should be passionate about the Lord. And that's why I tell you today that the Lord loves you. And He always will love you. Now then, we're about to close here. If you need prayer, I'm going to say a prayer with those on social media today that's watching. And then we'll have an altar call here. So if you'll bow with me, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, You overwhelm me every day, not just on Sunday morning. You overwhelm me every day. You just you just keep me in awe of how you use me, how you use people, Lord, to go out into the world and promote your gospel. Lord, before this pandemic ever started, we never had social media. We never even thought of it. But God, now you opened up a door unto you opened our eyes, Heavenly Father, to use social media every Sunday for those that can't be here for whatever reason, Heavenly Father. And Lord, just as many as here this morning that will be watching the sermon later on today, Heavenly Father. And God, I just count that as a blessing. I count that as your will being done, Heavenly Father. And Lord, it doesn't matter how we get the word. If it's in a church setting, or if it's in our living rooms, watching it on our iPhone, however it is, our tablet, wherever you watch it. But God, I pray for those today that are watching on Facebook today, social media today. Lord, I ask you to bless them. I ask you just to pour out a blessing upon them. If there be one watching today, Lord, that's never made that decision to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, Lord, I pray today would be that day, that they can have a new life, a new beginning, a new start. And Lord, that's the main theme of hope. The main theme of hope is healing. The main thing of hope is deliverance. The main theme of hope is starting over, or maybe continuing with what we already had, but improving it, building upon it. God, thank you for being our rock of salvation today, tomorrow, and forevermore. And God, we just give you the praise, honor, and glory today, Heavenly Father. And God, we ask this now humbly in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.